Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's start with Cliff Kingsbury trying to clear things up. Shout out Jesse Holly, by the way, with the stalker photo of Kyler Murray in a barbershop yesterday. Undisclosed location, but there is Kyler sitting in the chair with Jesse, socks and sandals on.
Socks and sandals, it's always a interesting choice.
Yeah.
You know, if I was an NFL team, I'd look at that in the interview.
Jesse had the socks and sandals. I didn't know. I didn't see what Kyler was
okay.
wearing.
Okay. I saw the photo. I didn't pay attention
to it. Jesse had his feet crossed. It was clear. What?
I saw the photo.
I saw the photo. I didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to what his feet were,
well,
what his
Jesse's
feet were doing.
Jesse's humongous foot is the first thing you see, yeah. And then you see Kyler in the background sitting there in the chair. But I texted Jesse. We were on the text chain. Mm-hmm. Is he 5'8 or not? That's all I want to know. I don't care what he says. He was telling Jesse, oh, this short quarterback thing. What happens when someone drops back and there's a 6'7 defender? And I said, oh, because there's a ton of 6'7 defenders in the National Football League. So that point doesn't count. But all I wanted to know was the size. And Jesse said he's definitely not 5'8". And yesterday, Kirk Herbstreit, Dane Brugler was in the studio. A lot of talk about Cliff Kingsbury trading Josh Rosen and trying to use that number one pick on Kyler Murray. Here's the original clip that kind of started this whole thing from last year. Kingsbury talking about Kyler.
I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
Man, what a nice voice that is.
Well, it makes up for the fact that he's ugly.
Yeah, that's true. Got the entire package there. So
you're not supposed to have that many abs.
That's
Cliff.
Right. So yesterday, Kingsbury was asked about this by the Cardinals media. Hey, Kirk Herbstreit's saying maybe you deal Rosen. There's a lot of whispers. There's a lot of rumors. Here's Cliff trying to straighten out his quarterback situation.
Our feelings towards Josh haven't waned or changed or anything. I get we have the first pick, and so there's going to be a million scenarios over the next 3 months that are going to come up. But no, Josh is our guy, and you know, Kyler's a tremendous player, and I said that and was being very complimentary before we played an opponent. And I understand the soundbite, but like I said, there'll be a ton of scenarios that come up before we get to the draft.
And there it is. I felt before Herbstreit, who I've, you know, give a ton of credibility to, we overreacted to a compliment, you know?
Right.
Jason Garrett makes every single team and quarterback and opponent that they face sound like, you know, the Pro Bowl team. And, you know, we took a humongous compliment towards Kyler Murray and we made it, oh, he will sell the farm for him.
Yeah, and in reality, you know, he's probably got a general manager who also would look at things.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not like just his decision.
And Cliff never thought I would one day hold the number one pick in the draft.
Right. Right. So he didn't, I mean, he probably didn't know this was going to happen, you know. So it's very difficult when you go back and you can look at anything somebody has said and kind of twist it how you want. So
yeah.
That does play into it. But, I mean, look, there is an opportunity. And, you know, they would be foolish as an organization not to see what they can get for Josh, not to see what they get for Kyler.
Yeah.
Right? At the number one pick.
Let's play around with some scenarios. Yesterday, a fan text had a great suggestion. We thought that the New York Giants trade Odell Beckham to the Cardinals, and bam, you get Josh Rosen and the Giants with their future quarterback, and Arizona gets a wide receiver to try to help out Larry Fitzgerald to some degree.
Now, what else does Arizona get?
That was the proposed trade, right, Roy? It was the Giants pick, and Odell, I would have to assume that, for the number one selection.
Yep.
That's probably a little bit too much.
So the six and Odell?
The six and Odell for the one? Yeah, man. I think that's a lot.
Well, Odell on a $18 million contract a year.
Yeah.
There is that factor of it. And if you think that Saquon Barkley on his rookie deal is like your best opportunity to kind of move forward and build around an offense, and you can guarantee you get your favorite quarterback in the draft, which is a criticism they took a ton of when, you know, they basically blew it by taking Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
You could kill two birds with one stone and potentially get rid of a disgruntled athlete, as some would say Odell has been at times.
And Arizona would have to figure out a way to get their quarterback, you know?
Correct, right? So, like, you know, they would have taken Kyler, you know? And now, again, for the Giants to trade a wide receiver for a quarterback is a no-brainer.
Yeah, they'd have to add to that.
They'd have to add to it. So, like, Arizona would not trade Rosen for Odell straight up.
Right.
They'd be crazy to do so. Because obviously the money.
Although, yeah, I mean, you're right. They'd be crazy from a value standpoint.
Position,
but just
value,
from a standpoint of what your team needs, if you thought Kyler Murray was the guy, mm-hmm. trading away your current quarterback, Josh Rosen, basically admitting the only problem is there, you have to understand what they gave up to get to Rosen. They gave up two first-rounders. They gave up a first and a second to get to Rosen to begin with,
mm-hmm.
if you remember when they
right.
moved up in the draft. So by giving him away, they've already invested some things in him. But I would love the idea of pairing Odell with the quarterback I love and David Johnson in the backfield. That's a three-piece weapon that I think anybody would be okay with around the NFL.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'd be kind of a little bit more petrified of the Giants.
Yeah.
If they had a cheap QB and a cheap running back.
Sure.
Now, I don't want to say cheap running back because he is one of the more highly paid because of where he was drafted.
Yeah.
And I know the Giants, Dave Gettleman has said a couple of weeks ago, he doesn't believe in the, quote, positional value nonsense. So that's good news from our standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm the Giants, yeah, I would definitely give up six and Odell.
But there's another rumor out there.
There's another rumor, and it's a better one.
The hoodie. The sweatshirt lurking in the background on the sidelines. Bill Belichick getting his Tom Brady replacement because the New England Patriots, I don't know if you've heard this or not, they have draft capital.
They have three picks in the first 64 with a possible four more comp picks to follow.
Three picks in the first 64. The Patriots also love to unload guys that they are getting ready to pay. Trey Flowers, Kyle Von Noy. Remember, they've dealt Chandler Jones. They deal guys when they have to pay. And they let Wes Welker go and leave their organization. So maybe Belichick tries to make a play with Josh Rosen and Kingsbury can get his quarterback.
Maybe he does. And if he does, you know, now you've got yourself a replacement, they think, for Tom, and they don't have to rush him. They don't have to, like, you know, the Giants would probably want to play him relatively quick.
Sure.
You know, the Patriots are in no rush. You know, even though Tom is aging and he's going to continue to age, he still could play. So if I'm the Patriots, I make this deal. I would have Josh for three more years on a rookie deal because he'd have the fifth-year option. I would absolutely make this. And I would look at it as an investment. And Bill, from Bill's perspective, I think it's a lot more likely Bill sticks around if he's got a quarterback he likes waiting after Tom.
Now, people will say, hey, why all this love for Rosen? Why would everybody go get Josh Rosen? He was sorry in his rookie season. 55% completions, 11 touchdowns to 14 interceptions, dead last in RJ's beloved DVOA among quarterbacks, dead last in RJ's beloved total QBR, dead last in quarterback rating. He just turned 22, and I would come back with the Arizona Cardinals gave you very little chance for success. You got an ancient Larry Fitzgerald. Yes, you have David Johnson and nothing else. I would not sit there and sell on Josh Rosen after his first season.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Jared Goff was not tremendous in his rookie year.
No.
He showed signs, some, but, I mean, there's arguments that Rosen showed some signs. So, like, it's the first year he's playing. Oh, by the way, he's playing for a bad football team. A team that tanked openly. Like before, like they were giving away everybody. They didn't have a GM. They fired their coach after one season. What am I expecting him to do?
Now let's get to the goodbye from Antonio. First off, are we believing Kingsbury? I'm going to believe that they move forward with Rosen.
I'm going to say they move forward with Rosen. I'm going to say they trade out of number one.
Okay.
Roy? I'm not believing it, no. Because, I mean, if for no other reason.
You believe he wants Kyler.
Then just, no, I'm not. I just don't believe that they're 100% on Rosen. And I think as we get closer to the draft, they will open it back up. Because what value does the number one pick in the draft have if some teams out there aren't at least fearful that you might take a quarterback, right? Because,
well, it's either Rosen or Kyler, like, at this point.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, like,
yes.
One do you think that?
So, but if you come out and say, I'm firmly in Josh's corner, then other teams go, okay, so I don't need to move up to one to take a quarterback. If I want my favorite quarterback, I just need to move up to two.
Well, unless,
so from a strategic standpoint, I think as we get closer to the combine, they'll walk that back a bit and at least leave the door open that they might take a quarterback there.
If you're at number one and you're saying you're not going to take a quarterback, you know, you still have to get to number one to guarantee yourself you're taking that player. Like, if I just trade with number two, what if Arizona trades with somebody number three? And they move up. Like, you've got to, like, you know, the team that holds the number one pick always has leverage. Always has leverage.
Do you think that Cliff Kingsbury wants to play Kyler Murray or Josh Rosen?
I think he wants to play Kyler.
Okay.
I think he wants to play Kyler.
Antonio Brown tweeted this yesterday. Thank you, Steeler Nation, for a big 9 years. Time to move on and forward. Peace out. Hashtag new demands. So he's just trying to force the Steelers' hand here to make as much noise as possible. Here are some Antonio Brown notes that you may need to know. He's due a $2.5 million roster bonus on March 17th. If traded before that date, March 17th, the Steelers would absorb a dead cap hit of $21 million. $23 million after March 17th. He's due $12 million in salary this upcoming season, $11 million in 2020, $12.5 million in 2021. And oh, by the way, he turns 31 on July 10th. Yep. In order for the Steelers to get rid of the headache and make a statement, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're an organization who's not going to deal with this mess.
Mm-hmm.
The worst draft pick you could take back is what? If you get a third, are you thrilled?
Yeah, I'm not thrilled, but I'd take it.
Okay.
No, I'm not thrilled. I'm thrilled with a second.
Okay.
I'm not thrilled with a third.
And you're saying no if it's a fourth.
I'd say no for a fifth. Depends on where the fourth is. Is it a high fourth? You know, is it Arizona's fourth?
Okay.
Yeah. So, comp third. You can trade those now. They have some of them. I'd take a third, comp third, and a high fourth.
Okay, a third and a fourth.
Something like that, yeah.
The problem is Roethlisberger's window, though. Like, this is why they probably dealt with all the Le'Veon crap and all the Antonio crap, and they were producing and not being this big of a pain in the ass, but... You talk about LeBron James window, Ben Roethlisberger, like, you got to try to win now. Now, maybe they're not looking at it like that because the Steelers are saying, look at Tom Brady. Look at Drew Brees. Look how old they're playing. And Roethlisberger can do the same thing. We get Juju. We already have James Conner. We practically grow wide receivers. So, I don't know. There's so much stuff behind the scenes. I went and read the Jeremy Fowler article on what they let him get away with and how ugly it got. It just feels like it's got to be a separation. I kind of like a third and a fourth. Now, Antonio is photoshopping himself in San Francisco 49ers gear,
mm-hmm.
And that would seem to make a lot of sense, but I'm going to guess he's gone.
Well, I'm going to guess he's gone, too. Like, you know,
what about this cap hit stuff? There's $20 million hits. Before and after March 17th.
I know. But sometimes it's worth getting rid of a guy. And I haven't.
Subtraction.
Yeah, I mean, and I had to go look at their cap situation, but And I'll pull it up right now. But
and these things can always be manipulated somehow. I've seen articles where it's like, oh, it's not that bad. Don't be fooled by the $20 million. And, you know, Mike Fisher would say that you can flip a light switch and do this and, you know, redo the plumbing. I don't know, but I think he's gone.
I mean, they have right now $20 million in cap space. $20 million. Now, they'd be able to restructure other guys.
Yeah.
To make it work.
Yeah, like Ben, I've heard.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can do stuff, but, you know, it's not like it'd be crippling.
So, Antonio says goodbye. Kingsbury tries to clarify. Josh Rosen is still their guy. That is around the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.